You got the touch.
Stan Bush here, and you are listening to the GeekCast Radio Network.
Fish are jumping today, huh, Dano?
I guess so.
Hey, what's the matter?
I don't know, Hot Rod.
Come on, you can tell me.
Guess I just miss my dad.
Don't worry, Spike will be back soon. Oh, hey, I caught something.
Whoa, look at the size of it.
Yep, it's a whopper, all right.
Hot Rod, the shuttle's coming. Let's watch it land.
Talk about dull, Daniel. If you're gonna ride, Dano, ride in style.
Hey, let's stop here.
Why settle for a peak, Daniel, when you can see everything from Lookout Mountain?
A little to the left. A little bit more.
Heaven only knows what you might find.
Punk. I'll straighten you out yet.
Hot Rod, look! There's a hole in the shuttle!
What?
You can win if you dare.
Decepticons!
Hello and welcome to All Things Transformers. I am one of your hosts, TF2 and Mike, and joining me is no one this time. I am solo this time around. I'm taking over Steve Megatron's podcast. This is actually going to air on GeekCast Radio and All Things Transformers as well. Let's see, folks. It's been about 2 years since this artist's album, The Ultimate, came out. Since then, he had a power mix for a certain Transformers theme, and this year, at BotCon 2016 in my town, Louisville, Kentucky, Stan Bush is reuniting with Vince DiCola to put on a free concert. We're going to get all that stuff, but first, Stan, hello, how are you?
Hey, how's it going?
It's going. What's been going on in the world of Stan Bush recently?
Well, just working on some new material, new songs, and looking to make a new album during this year, and hopefully get it out early 2017. But looking forward to the show. Yeah, Vince and I have spoken, and we're real excited about performing. Mm-hmm. It'll be great.
So the last time I talked to you, The Ultimate had just come out, or we had talked like right before the release of The Ultimate. Since then, as I said, you had the power mix for the touch for the War for Cybertron. How was that working with the War for Cybertron people?
They really liked it. Talking about Activision?
Yeah.
Everybody, yeah. The response was real good. I remember he helped come up with that arrangement. It was kind of a cool, like a hybrid version of some different elements of the touch from the... from both the original and the Sam's theme versions, kind of intermingled, and it came out kind of cool.
Yeah, it did. Very cool. Because there were two different versions of it, right? There was the power mix, and then there was the epic guitar mix.
Right, right.
Yeah, absolutely. So I have to ask, since we have no precursor here, you say you're working on new songs for a new album. Any details, or are you just in early stages with that project?
It's pretty early stages. Have like, you know, just a handful, but they're coming out great. It's kind of like some of the best writing I've done ever. I'm very excited about it. It's a neat process too. It's like kind of like a puzzle, you know, when you try to make everything come together just right. And as you know, it's not easy to create something out of thin air.
Oh, yeah, I know. Creating podcasts out of thin air usually takes me... I came up with Steve Megatron, who is usually the main host here on All Things Transformers, co-creator of the network with me for GCRN. We're eventually going to be doing a TV review show, and I came up with the format for that in 4 hours one afternoon. But yeah, usually it takes a lot longer than 4 hours in one day. But yeah, any chance, and I ask you this every time I have to, any chance, the Touch has gotten so much love over the years, we need an updated version of Dare.
Oh,
come on, Stan. I
actually did a new recording of the Dare. Redid it, and it's very faithful to the original. I don't know if you listened at all, but you know the show Always Sunny in Philadelphia?
Mm-hmm.
They used it, the song, as a network promo for that show. The one with Danny DeVito's in the show. And anyway, so they used Dare for like an ad for the show, like a network promo. So that was pretty cool. And so we recorded the song, and it's real, came out real good. I was surprised I was able to still hit the notes. it's pretty high up there.
Well, there's a lot of things in the touch.
I may actually put that on a new release. It might be kind of a cool thing to do because, like I say, the Touch has been kind of, you know, I've sort of done and redone the Touch, like I say, Dare's been kind of like the one that's been mostly the original all the way, you know.
I said this, I think, in one of the other interviews we've done over the years. I've said to you that, for me, the Touch is obviously Optimus's theme, because that's when it first comes in with the movie, and his, you know, fight with Megatron and all that is when it first comes in. But Dare is essentially when Hot Rod and Daniel are looking up at the shuttle coming in. So I've always felt that Dare was Hot Rod's theme, and Hot Rod always gets a bad rap, and sadly so does Dare. So I think it's probably about, especially with this being the 30th anniversary year of the film.
Oh, that's right. It is 30 years. It's hard to believe.
Yep.
Wow.
And that's going to kind of segue into working with Vince. Now, I know you guys did separate stuff for the movie. You did the two songs. And how did that process work? Were you guys ever working together? Because I know he's mainly known for the actual scoring of the film, but...
Yeah, I didn't really know him that well. He actually did some keyboard tracks on my album back then, mm-hmm. the Barrage album on Scotty Brothers. He came in and played keyboards on a few things, so I got to meet him then. I hadn't really, like you said, he was the scoring guy, and I was like the artist for the couple of the featured songs. So it wasn't like we, you know, hung out or worked together for a lot of time, you know.
Yeah. Have you guys worked together at all since then?
We have a little bit. We got together and wrote a couple of times. I think it was 1997 was our first time. I could have the year totally wrong. It was I think one of the first
Till All
Are
One.
Yeah. So, and we've kind of kept in touch, and pardon the pun. but he's a good guy. He lives, you know, not that far from here, maybe 10 miles from me, and you know, he's a good guy. He, amazingly talented. Wow, he can play. He's just unbelievable, virtuoso keyboard guy, you know. He could play anything.
So the BotCon concert, since that's really why we're here, it's going to be Saturday night, April 8th.
Friday night, yeah.
It's Friday night, April 8th at 8:30 p.m. It's going to be here in Louisville, Kentucky at 4th Street Live. For those of you who don't know, who don't live here, 4th Street Live, it's a funny story with 4th Street Live, because that whole area of downtown Louisville that whole section where 4th Street Live is and all the entertainment district down there, it actually used to be an old, basically a giant glass house mall called the Louisville Galleria. Think of, you know, when you see like Billy Joel's Glass Houses album with the glass house that he's got on the cover. It's essentially, it used to be that. And they tore all that down and redid the entertainment district down there. And for, what 4th Street Live is they every now and then will put on some concerts. Most of them are free, and your all show is going to be free as well. What was the process? Who approached who? Did BotCon approach you guys individually? Did they approach you as a team? How did that all come about in getting this concert off the ground?
Yeah, the BotCon people contacted each of us regarding doing a concert, and I think on most of the emails back and forth, they just copied both of us, you know, about performing and worked it out. So, yeah, it kind of came down that way.
Awesome. What can we expect out of the concert? I know obviously everybody wants to go in fresh and whatever, but is it going to be a mix of his scoring stuff from the movie and your stuff? Is it going to be a mix of both of your all songs? Because I know Vince also has done some he has sung a few times as well. So how is the set list going to work out as far as that goes?
Well, I don't want to give too much away.
Right.
It's going to be good though. I know Vince has been working with this other guitar player named Kenny. His last name escapes me at the moment. But he's kind of putting it out there as almost like a duo with the two of them, you know, which is kind of cool and real nice fella. I spoke with him on the phone, the two of them, and talked about how we were going to work it. And yeah, we maybe we'll even get Vince to sit in with us on Dare.
That's awesome.
We're talking about it. So we'll see what happens, I guess. Just put it like that. Maybe it'll be a surprise to all of us.
So with your end of it, because obviously it's BotCon, you know, you're going to play Touch and are you going to play the original or are you going to play the Power Mix version?
Oh, I would be crucified if I didn't play the original.
Well,
I'm joking, but yeah, it'll be, I'll be doing some songs from the Ultimate and,
okay.
You know, it's have that other Transformers theme from what was that game? I think it was Fall of Cybertron or War for Cybertron.
Cybertron. Heat of the Battle. Yeah, yeah.
I was thinking of the Till All Are One. We'll be performing that. It's like a Transformers theme. So I'm gonna be coming out with myself and the drummer I've been working with and the guitar player from, and he's also my producer, Holder Fath. He's a great guitar player and he's also my best friend. So, anyway, it should be real good. We've been rehearsing here in LA and then we're all going to fly out, Thursday and we'll have the show on Friday. So, and I'll be on hand for the convention all weekend as well. So, anybody wants to come by, it'll be great. I'd like to meet everybody and shake some hands and all that.
Awesome. Very, very cool.
It's always just the best. The Transformers fans are like the best, you know. They're just, everybody I've met's been real nice.
Yeah, we tend to look up to the people that influence our lives for the most part. You know, I mean, no, seriously, I know, and we've talked about this before, you and I have, I know the original version of Sam's theme kind of got a lot of flack and everything else, even from me, because of the direction you did with it, but, going back to the original version and going back, even the, both the Power Mix and the Epic Guitar Remix, love those. Like I said, you know, for me, it's like, give Dare some love already. So there's that. You're going to be doing, you mentioned you're going to do some songs from the Ultimate. Are you going to do anything from Dream the Dream or is that too old at this point?
Yeah. We're going to do, I'm going to do the title song, you know, Dream the Dream. So, I'm really looking forward to it. It should be great. I've been in touch with the venue and discussing, you know, the logistics stuff, you know, sound check, and they're going to have some gear for us. You know, we'll be bringing our guitars out, of course, but like amps and drums and things, they'll be provided, you know. So all that good stuff.
Are you going to have either at the concert, like at, either before or after the concert, or at BotCon itself, are you going to have any of the CDs or any like Stan Bush shirts or anything? Are you going to have any merchandise?
Yeah, I'll have all that. Yeah.
Okay.
I'll have all that, CDs and everything and t-shirts. Yeah, Vince and I are, you probably know this already, but the two of us are going to be doing a panel Friday morning at the convention. I think it's at 10 a.m. or something on the first day on Friday.
Yeah, that's going to be a very, very cool panel for people attending BotCon.
Yeah, I did a panel with Vince and I way back. I think it was one of the ones out here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, yeah.
All right. Well, we look forward to seeing you here in Louisville, Kentucky on BotCon weekend. BotCon here in Louisville, people. BotCon 2016. The official Transformers convention is April 7th through the 10th this year. Come on out, have some fun. If you can't make it to the actual convention, at least come to 4th Street Live Friday night, April 8th at 8:30 p.m. is when Stan and Vince will kick off their free concert. Anybody that was a child of the 80s and you're coming to BotCon, you need to, it's a free concert, people. Come on, you know. It's very rare that any of us really get to see, like I said before, you know, people that basically shaped our childhood. So come on out, have some fun, meet Stan, meet Vince, all that good stuff. You can check out all of it, everything as far as BotCon on BotCon.com. I'm going to try to at least be at the concert. I don't know if I'm actually going to the convention just yet. So there is that. Want to thank Stan for taking the time. Steve might have something else coming up at the end of this. I don't know what's going to happen with this little interview. So we're going to throw it over to Steve Megatron. And, yeah, ladies and gentlemen, head on over to BotCon.com for all the details. You can also check out StanBush.com for all the stuff with Stan. I don't know. I think it's VinceDacola.com for Vince's website. But I will put all that in the show notes. In the show notes, folks, so you can check all that out. Ask you to hold the line, Stan, and I'm sure Steve or somebody, one of us, will be back after this.
Thank you.
Come out, Autobot. We all must die sometime.
Not today, Galvatron.
So, Megatron, what is your reaction to the 2016 BotCon Beast Wars 20th Anniversary box set?
Oh, bloody hell.
And you're not even in it, Megatron. It's the Tripredicus Council.
They had me in the set last year. And I was a convention exclusive back in 2006. Now this year, I am not a part of this panel, which is probably good because the Tripredicus Council are a collective bunch of asshats. Ravage and covert agent Tarantulas. Decepticon secret beliefs by ass.
So yeah, folks, as I mentioned a moment ago when I was on with Stan, this weekend is BotCon 2016 here in Louisville, Kentucky. I wanted to be able to supplement the little update interview thing with Steve here on All Things Transformers. We'll probably put this on the GCR feed as well. But yeah, if you're coming to Louisville for BotCon, April 7th to 10th, come on down, check it out. You might see me there at some point or another. I know I'm going to at least try to get to the free concert at 4th Street Live.
Do it. Do it now. Yes.
With Stan Bush and Vince DiCola.
And also, you'll see, if you go to BotCon 2016, you'll see Rodimus Prime himself, John Nelson, as well as my namesake, David Kay. And Black Rathia.
Yeah, Venus Terzo.
Grimlock as Greg Berger.
And that
actually, we got two Grimlocks.
Yes, because
oh David damn,
K, Battle of the Grimlocks. Yes. And then we'll have Aaron Archer.
That's right.
Who worked for
Hasbro
toy company?
He's yeah.
That shall be not named.
Yep. Yeah, I'm wondering where they got this picture of Judd Nelson, because he just looks completely evil in that boardroom. He looks like a very young Donald Trump at the boardroom.
Dude, you turned into a monster.
You made me this way.
Yes, you're probably right. You'll have to right. Grab your spark, and I squeeze it and make him cry.
All right, folks. As I said before, thank you to Stan Bush for taking the time to chat with me. Thank you to Steve for coming on and voicing his Megatron as always. And
as Stan Bush would say, till all are one.
Mm-hmm. There will be new episodes of ATTF coming, so I do know that. We haven't exactly figured everything out yet, but I do know that we are planning some stuff. So yeah, everybody have a great time at BotCon. Go see the free concert Friday night with Stan and Vince. It's going to be epic and awesome. Thank you again to Stan Bush so much. And
Unleash the Geek in You.
I was going to say Transform and Roll Out, but that works too.
Transform and Transcend. Yes.
The Seeds of the Future?
My buried in your ass. It's a pity you Autobots die so easily, or I might have a sense of satisfaction now.
You got the touch! You got the
power! Arise, Rodimus Prime. Optimus.